Yeah, I think that's our training staff does a great job of making sure guys are on track and they're healthy when they're coming back. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, he has a long, bright career ahead of him. You don't want him to do anything that's going to jeopardize him and his family. But at the same time, we do want to get him back as fast as possible.
What's missing when he's not out there?
Sacks. No, I mean, he's a very intense player. I mean, he comes to work every single day, and I think his smile on the sidelines and his ability to get to the quarterback is something that will help our team out.
So what, are you looking forward to him maybe taking up a couple of those double teams?
Yeah, I mean, when we're at full strength, when we have all of our pass rushers on the field, teams have to make a decision of who they're going to leave single block. And, you know, we always feel like that one individual who gets that single should win. And so, you know, having us at full strength would be a good matchup.
When you look at the preseason, the way you guys have played, it looks like you've gotten some penetration but not gotten there all the way. What's been missing? And don't say JPP.
No. I mean, I think it's still a work in progress. I mean, we're getting back. We have some new pieces that we're adding together. We got to get our communication between individuals, tackle to end, and then, you know, end to end, and get everybody lined up right away. Get them abreast on all the material. I mean, there's a lot of calls, a lot of defensive checks in the system. So once we get all the new guys up to speed on stuff, which they're doing a great job of, then I think you'll be able to see us go out there and just play and roll full speed.
There's been a lot of talk about panic changes in a lot of different areas on this team, but you guys up front, it seems like things are working. You know, you guys went about wanting to improve defensive tackle, seems mm-hmm. like that's worked. I mean, do you feel that way? Is this
absolutely
group where
absolutely
you
I think our defense will come along. I mean, the guys back behind us are doing a tremendous job in terms of getting lined up and filling the gaps and playing the ball when it's in the air. You know, you had Prince out there making plays, and unfortunately Stevie Brown went down. But, you know, when he was out there, he was in there making significant plays for us. Up front, I think we have the ability to take this to the Super Bowl. I mean, we have all the ability that we've had in years past. We just got to put it together. How it's going to improve? We just got to get to the quarterback. I mean, we're doing a good job. We're getting guys getting pressure from in the middle and from the outside. We just got to get there before he throws the ball. Now, if that means stunts and running kick games and that kind of stuff, then we'll do it. But I think one-on-one, we're showing in practice that we're getting there. We're getting there. We just got to put it on tape on film.
Matthias, given all the different looks you've been showing, you know, some of the 3-4 looks, you know, dropping back in coverage, do you find that you guys are starting to find a comfort zone
that
stuff?
It's definitely, this past week, I think, was a good example of that. I mean, we're just more comfortable when we're out there and we're playing, and guys are being able to play free and not be thinking about what the call was or what possibly the check might be. So I think it's just going to get better from here. Absolutely. I mean, that's something that we've been accustomed to around here since I've got here, at least. We've always had, you know, guys like Justin Tuck. We had Strahan. We had O.C. We had Dave Tolleson. And we brought in Chris Canty. So we've always had a solid two groups of guys who can go in there against the first group offensive line and get the job done. And that way we're able to stay fresh. You know, you see us in the third and fourth quarter, and we're not drugged down like a lot of other teams are. So that's something we hang our hat on around here, and I don't see why there's any reason for that to stop.
You have you get JPP back, and that's good news. But over the last couple of weeks, Antrell goes down, Stevie, a couple of offensive linemen, Victor.
Yep.
You know, it happens a lot during the season, obviously. But when you're preparing for a season, is that a bit of a mental hurdle to overcome, seeing guys just drop around?
It's a constant hurdle in this league because, you know, you watch a game, and you may not realize it, but I feel like every game you watch, somebody's down for the season. You know what I mean? Somebody's career is being shortened, or their season is definitely being shortened. So when you're out here on the field, like, you know that that's going to happen. Guys go down in practice, guys go down in games. And until it's a big name that goes down, I don't think that you know, media necessarily picks up on it. But there are guys who are crucial to our development that, you know, go in and out, and we have to be able to step up. The next man up has to do a job.